Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the subject, the issue that we're speaking on today is the China connection in prophecy today. Just where does China fit into the whole scheme of things based on the authority of God's Word? Let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you have questions about eschatological biblical prophetic text, call me. If you have questions about what we're saying, if you want to join in, as some people put it, put your 2 cents worth in, love to have you call in. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios right to our microphone so that we can entertain your questions, your comments, your dialogue and discussion about the issue of today. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, there's coming a day when the church is going to be raptured out, suddenly seized, and then all of these prophetic eschatological truths and the Word of God will fall right into place. The rapture of the church is the next thing on the calendar of God. There are no signs, nothing we need to look for. I tell people we need to stop looking for signs and listen for the sound, because the Scripture says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18, the trumpet's going to sound. We need to have our ears tuned to the prophetic eschatological trumpet as it blows, or you'll still be here. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, that says, Revelation: Iran and China sign a mind-numbing 25-year, $400 billion comprehensive strategic partnership between the two dictator nations. Subheadline: Iran and China on Saturday signed a 25-year strategic cooperation agreement addressing economic issues amid crippling U.S. sanctions on Tehran. According to Iran state media, it talked about then under President Donald Trump, America was in full control of the Middle East, doing things like declaring Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, creating the Abrahamic Accord and checking the dictatorial ambitions of nations like Iran, keeping them in check. Under the Trojan horse presidency of Joe Biden, who has abandoned the Middle East and especially Israel, a power vacuum now exists that China is only too eager to step in and fill. China signed the comprehensive strategic partnership with Iran, and the balance of power in the Middle East has shifted once again. And it further talks about the United States must decrease. That is a foregone conclusion. United States must decrease. That's a foregone conclusion. And the powers of darkness like Iran and China, North Korea and Russia, and all the others that we read about in Ezekiel 38 and 39 will increase. Naturally, one of the very first things to happen after they signed was to discuss Iran's hosting direct talks between Israel and the Palestinians. And it's simply going to take place. This article further states, Iran-China signed huge 25-year strategic deal could reduce the U.S. regional influence in that region. The agreement, dubbed as the Comprehensive Strategic Partnership, covers a variety of economic activities from oil and mining to promoting industrial activity in Iran, as well as transportation and agricultural collaborations, according to the report. No other details of the agreement were revealed as Iran's foreign minister and his Chinese counterpart took part in the ceremony marking the event. Further, the article states, the New York Times reported that China will invest some $400 billion in Iran in exchange for oil as part of the deal. The two countries will only step up military cooperation. We'll also step up military cooperation in joint training, research, and intelligence sharing, the report said. China is Iran's leading trade partner and with one of the biggest buyers of Iranian oil before the U.S. President Donald Trump reimposed sweeping unilateral sanctions in 2018 after abandoning the multilateral nuclear agreement with Tehran. And the article continues. But, ladies and gentlemen, the point is that Iran and China are locked at the hips. China is buying, hear me, you can research it, deny it if you like, China is buying influence around the globe. Just about every third world nation and state are accepting funds and money for the rebuilding of roads and bridges and the infrastructures that's needed in those third world countries. They're accepting those funds on a loan basis from China, with China knowing that they control the purse strings and control the political powers by doing that. China is literally buying up influence and power around the globe today. Today, as I speak, today, as we're on this broadcast, today, as you listen, China is basically in control of the Oval Office. The Biden administration, the Biden family cabal are sold out, surrendered to China. China controls Hunter Biden. China controls Joe Biden. China controls Joe Biden. China controls the Biden family. It is China that dictates what the United States of America can do under the leadership of this cognitively depleted person called Joe Biden. He is a puppet for China, nothing more and nothing less. And may I remind you, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand where we're going with this. China is rising up today. It is angry. It is armed. It is aggressive. It is anxious and ready to enter into the fray. We'll talk about in just a moment some of those details that make that statement so vivid and so vital for us to understand. But let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. I want to hear from you. What do you think about what is being said today? Do you identify with it? Is it something that you believe is real or just something that's mythological? Here's an article that says, we're preparing for all options. Israel ramps up its military plans against Iran. Jerusalem, Dateline, Israel. Israel is advancing military plans to confront Iran's nuclear program and oppose the Islamic regime growing influence in the region. The Iranians today are closer to creating a nuclear weapon than ever in the past, as Israeli security officials told the journalist during a briefing attended by the CBN News. In light, the scripture says here, in light of Iranian progress of their nuclear program, we are preparing, this is Iran now, or Israel, for all options and scenarios, including our military capabilities. Israel is not sitting back blindly. Israel understands what the horizon has for it. Israel is preparing. But Joe Biden and the Biden administration and Nancy Pelosi and what is her name? Kamala Harris. They've just about forgotten her. They put her in the closet someplace. I think she's got a blindfold on and a mask on. She's hidden in a closet because she is an embarrassment to a civilized nation as America. But nevertheless, all of those, including Chuck Schumer and others, are anxious to see Biden enter back into the nuclear deal with Iran. And Iran is laughing at Joe Biden. Iran is laughing at Israel. Iran thinks somehow, some way, that Israel will do nothing on that basis. But may I remind you, ladies and gentlemen, Iran is a puppet of the nation of China. I believe we have a call on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. My name's Mark. I listen to your show every day on my lunch break. I work here in Jacksonville. And I keep thinking, I'm a Christian, but I keep thinking things just go on and on and on. And does there ever come a point to when people need to just physically stand up and go take back what has been taken from us, Christian conservatives? Do we ever come to a point to where we just go take back? Because I'm 44, and I feel like if my generation don't, it's going to be laid on my 24-year-old son's hands or my 15-year-old son's hands. But at some point in time, I don't know if it's right to go to war with people like that being a Christian, or do you just sit back and just take what happens? And everybody says, wait on, go ahead.
you're spot on with your analysis and with the question that you're asking. It is a question that multitudes are asking. I refer you to two or three things. Number one, in 2012, I wrote a book called Is It Time for Revolution? Subtitle was, Will It Be the Battlefield or the Ballot Box? And my prayer historically has been that it will be the ballot box where we can vote proper people in that will prevent having to go into a revolution. Keep in mind that when we formed America, there was only 3% that wanted to take place in what would be called the revolution then, only 3% of the citizens. We probably have less than that percentage-wise today. Most people today are afraid of bloodshed. Most people today are fearful, and with the timidity that is shown forth, they are not willing to do anything. That's what we find taking place in the House and the Senate today and the Beltway in Washington. And this is the reason, if I could say this, and it might make a lot of ladies angry with me, and I don't mean to demean or diminish womanhood, but this is the reason I'm against putting women in the House and the Senate, because they think with their feelings that we don't want to, and they say that war breaks things and kills people. That's exactly what war does. But when you go back to the scripture, civil disobedience was in place. It was Daniel that said, took civil disobedience when he said, you want me to not pray to any God for 30 days in the 6th chapter of Daniel? Daniel basically said, I'm not going to obey that. I'm still going to pray. I'm still going to be obedient to God. You find Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the 3rd chapter of Daniel when they were told that they had to bow for the false god in the plains of Dura. They took a stand and said, we're not going to bow. That's civil disobedience. I believe it's time in America today that Christians stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, and especially in the realm now where there's the forced inoculation, the forced vaccination. I believe everyone under the sound of my voice, my position, you don't have to do as I say, but I'm a no-vaxxer 100%. I believe that we ought not to bow to government when it is being disobedient to our conscience and to God. We ought to obey God and not man, according to what Peter said. And I think you're exactly right, brother. There's coming a time, lest we put in a new administration. This is the reason it's so important for Christians to vet the candidates, to vote for candidates that are godly people, that study the Word of God, know the Word of God, willing to be obedient to God and the Constitution. If you're not willing to obey the Constitution, we ought not to vote for them. The first thing that needs to come out of the mouth of anybody vetting a candidate is, how do you stand on the Word of God? Do you believe it's true? Are you a Christian? Right. Are you depending on God rather than government? Will you stand for our Constitution and the Bill of Rights, or will you bow when the pressure comes from the lobbyists wanting to pay you to vote otherwise?
Amen. That's right. You know, the government can control social media, and they can control the Internet, but, you know, they can't control radio. You can broadcast as long as you can get to where you need to be. They can't control the radio waves, I don't think. I'm pretty sure they can't as far as being on the radio. But I appreciate it, and I listen to your show every day. And I'm just fearful everybody keeps saying wait until when the election comes back around. But if they took it this time, what's going to keep them from taking it next time, too? So I don't
absolutely.
Have
well, brother, you're exactly right. You're exactly right, because what we need to do is just as took place in Virginia, where it was a sweep across Virginia, where the House of Delegates were taken over, retaken now by the conservatives, the so-called conservatives. The governor's office has been taken back by the conservatives. And across the nation, we had a red wave, as they're calling it now, where Republicans, supposedly conservatives, took back power. So I'm praying that wave will continue and will carry through 2024. If Jesus tarries, of course, I personally believe that we'll be in the rapture before 2024. I'm not a prophet and the son of a prophet, as Amos said in Amos chapter 7, verse 12, 13, and 14. But I do believe it is imminent for the rapture of the church to take place. So, brother, Luke 21:28 says, look up, lift up your head, for our redemption draweth nigh. And I suggest that everyone, including our caller now, Mark, that we just keep looking up, because Jesus Christ is coming back soon. Thank you so much for your call, brother. Keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today, the China connection in prophecy today. I believe we have Greg on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
You know, as your last caller asked the question, you know, how far does this go? You know, how long do we continue to sit, basically? You know, what does the Christian do? When do we finally say, you know, enough is enough? And in a kind of 40,000-foot view of U.S. history, there are a series of turning points. And obviously, going all the way back to the Revolution, a great turning point was when the Redcoats, the British, came for the colonist guns at Lexington and Concord.
Yes. Yes.
And that on that day, the shot heard round the world rang out. And for years, as I've watched leftists in their agenda, it seems like they consistently bring up the Second Amendment, and they bring it up, you know, in a roundabout fashion. Well, we just need more of this, you know, more gun control, more background checks, more of this, more of that, more. And, but invariably, the unstated goal is to take the guns out of the hands of the people. Now,
yes,
any government that wants to disarm the people has intent to do harm to the people. If the people can't be trusted with guns by the government, then the government can't be trusted by the people.
That's a good statement. I like that, Greg.
Thomas Paine spoke the words, if there's to be trouble, let it be in my day so that my children may know peace.
Amen.
And so I like the last caller's concern. When I say I like it, I think every believer needs to be examining themselves and asking the question, how far will this go before I do something, before I say something? What price are you willing to pay so that your children may know peace? Now, I believe, as you do, eschatologically, I think we're coming right up on that day, that hour, when Christ will call us out and his eventual return. I think we're coming right up on that day where the whole world comes unraveled. However, generations in the past thought the same thing. So as much as I believe it to be so, I'm looking
yes.
forward to it. I rejoice in his appearing. I look forward to his appearing. I realize also that we have grandchildren now and great-grandchildren coming up in this dark and dying, doomed world, and we need to be prepared to defend the liberty that God has so richly blessed us with. And, 25 years ago, the Australians had their right to keep and bear arms intruded upon, seized, taken away. And today, they're treated like chattel there. They're treated like prisoners there. To return to the prison colony that I guess it began as.
That's right.
The folks in Venezuela, those poor folks, they voted for socialism. You know, when Hugo Chavez made promises, they bought it. They voted for that socialism. Within just a few years, their right to keep and bear arms was taken away. And within a short time thereafter, they had food shortages and toilet paper shortages and hyperinflation. Now, keep in mind, we're right now facing, and as much as I don't like the fellow, Jack Dorsey actually said the other day he's expecting hyperinflation in America. Now, he's one of the first, globalist, one of the first tech oligarchs that has come out and spoken those words. But why do you think that Bitcoin today is trading at north of $60,000? I mean, something that a couple years ago, it's its own digital fiat currency. But just a couple years ago, a quarter, 50 cents, a dollar, now it's over $60,000. Why is that? You know, the only reason a person will pay $60,000 for an intangible digital cryptocurrency, the only reason they'll pay that is they presume the dollar will soon be worthless. Now, I'm not trying to scare folks, but this is what's going on in the real world. So, you know, and to a kind of a third point as far as craziness goes, with the vax mandate handed down by Biden, I'd like for everyone to ask themselves this question. I don't care if you're pro-vax or anti, you know, and it's not vax. It's a, you know, obviously it's an experimental therapy and it's not working phenomenally well. But if you've taken the shot, that's fine. If you haven't taken the shot, I'm talking about the freedom that is at stake here.
At stake, absolutely.
With the mandate, if they can mandate what they can stick into your body, ask yourself this question. Is there anything that they can't mandate? Is there anything that they cannot force you to do or take away from you in the way of rights? I contend.
Well, Greg, what you're saying, if I can jump in for a moment, what you're saying is if we bow and bend to the mandate now for the injection of a chemical in our bodies that we do not want, if we bow to that, if we do not stand for that, if we do not stand and say no, 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 then where is it going? There can be the mandate for anything, and I believe we're on the fast track for that as we look at the eschatological future where the Antichrist will mandate that everybody receive the mark, and if you don't, you can't buy, sell, or trade, or travel. That is taking place, Greg, as you well know, and our listeners may or may not know, that today is the universal thought and attitude and requirement in the nation of China. China today, by facial recognition, artificial intelligence, watching every human being that's walking or driving or moving about in the nation of China, all over the entire nation, they started introducing the e-currency, and I believe it's called the e-wong, in China in 2014. It is now projected that it will be in full-fledged operation by 2022, where every dime that is spent, we'd call it dimes, it's different coinage there, every penny, every dime that will be spent that's being spent today, for the most part, is registered. You spend it out of your financial bank on your handheld device, artificial device, your technological device, and if you are not a good boy, a good girl in China, if you do not go along with the Chinese Communist Party, your funds are summarily shut off. There are people in China today, Greg, and our listeners may or may not know that cannot buy a house, cannot rent an apartment, cannot drive a car, cannot get a taxi, cannot get on in a Uber, cannot move about simply because they do not have the social credit score, as it is called there, the social credit score. If you're a good person, then your score goes up. You can buy, sell, or trade. You can travel, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But if not, you're locked into that system. And it's because China is the basic prototype of what you see that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and AOC is wanting to do in America. Nancy Pelosi is wanting now to introduce the Fed coin, which is a universal coin that will remove all banking, remove all greenbacks, remove all transfer and transactions by check and cash, and it'll all be digital on your cell phones. In fact, when they first initially introduced the $3.5 trillion package, spending package, part of that package included the Fed coin. And that was stripped out because of some requirements and some foot dragging on the part of even the Democrats in the House and the Senate. But, Greg, let me say this and then let you respond to it. Here's an article that says, China threatens to begin World War III. When we liberate Taiwan, if Japan dares to intervene by force, even if it is only to deploy one soldier or to deploy one plane or if they deploy one ship, we will not only return reciprocal fire, but also start a full-fledged war against Japan into the globe. We will use nuclear bombs continuously until Japan declares unconditional surrender for the second time. What we want to target is Japan's ability to endure a war. As long as Japan realizes that it cannot afford to pay the price of war, it will not dare rashly send troops into Taiwan to protect Taiwan. Greg, Taiwan is in the crosshairs now of China. So is Hong Kong. What do you think the outcome is going to be? Where are we going with that on an international scale? And seeing, will America get involved?
Well, it's interesting that this subject comes up right now. And, of course, China seems to be at the center of everything. Just like, you know, domestically, if there's, you know, dirty deeds going on politically, you can generally find George Soros money involved in it. China, the model there is not suspected to become the worldwide model. It biblically will become the worldwide model. They want a one world totalitarian government will come to pass. The question is only when will it come to pass? I believe it's coming so very rapidly. And, you know, believers need to be prepared for that, but also prepared for the return of Christ. They need to be sharing Christ. I had a fellow yesterday I was engaging with on China, and he said, you know, China's gotten freer. And I said, really? You know, how do you define free? And I said, you know, ask my friends if you can find them, because, you know, you and I both know of a family that has been disappeared in China because they were running a house church. Now, if that family is still alive, they're probably in a labor camp. They're probably making your Christmas toys, folks. I hate to say it that way. I don't want to make you feel bad, but if your item that you bought for your loved one is flipped over and it says Made in China on the back, there's a possibility, a friend, a brother and sister in Christ of mine, there's a possibility that that person in a slave labor camp was forced to make that little item. I'm sorry, I don't mean to make you feel bad, but ask the Uyghurs over there if they're free. Ask the Uyghurs. Ask the victims of the Wuhan flu if they're free. Ask the Taiwanese. Ask the Hong Kong people. Ask those hyper-surveillance masses if they're more free than they were decades ago. Literally, the hyper-surveillance has every Chinese person in a position where they don't want to make the wrong facial expression. They certainly don't want to share a picture of Z with a little Hitler mustache on them because they may be disappeared in the middle of the night. We've seen this before in communist regimes when the USSR was in place and the forces from the government would come in the middle of the night and disappear people with their private staircase. You know, you got your public housing unit. They've got their little private staircase where they zip up there. And they go, yeah, unit number 801, pull that family. And the people just disappear. And it got to be in Russia to the point where passerbys did not want to make eye contact because they did not know who was with the government or an informant or whatever else. Do we want that in America?
Absolutely, and we're on the fast track for that, Greg. We've got about a minute and 45 seconds to go. I'm looking at an article that said biological dominance. China allegedly goes dark to create master race of super soldiers. And the long and short of this article, ladies and gentlemen, they have developed with artificial intelligence in China that they insert a chip in the brain of the soldier that causes him not to fear danger and not to fear being killed and simply will feel no pain as a result of no pain and no fear. They are developing a super soldier race in China. And Greg, for the benefit of our audience, in Revelation chapter 9, the 200 million man army is speaking of the nation of China that will come into play in the forefront and during the days of the tribulation. According to Daniel chapter 11, verses 40 through 44, it is the nation of China that with its 200 plus million man army that will come to the forefront, and the man of sin, the Antichrist, will be petrified as he leads the soldiers, the armies against the nation of Israel and around the globe in the universal conflagration that's called the Battle of Armageddon. And the only thing that frightens the Antichrist will be the movement from China coming out of the Far East, which is China. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about how China plays a big role biblically, eschatologically in the last days and how we need to understand what's happening when we see these things coming about. Greg, we've got about 20 seconds left on the broadcast today. Take a moment and challenge our Christian leader, Christian friends, and conservatives out there to look up at what we need to do as Christians.
Well, two things. I'm going to one more time advise folks, go out and read the article, The 30 Tyrants, The 30 Tyrants. You'll find that online. You'll find a lot of truth about what's going on in China. Beyond that, Proverbs 30, verse 5 says, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Seek the truth today. Seek the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Put your trust right there, and you'll be fine.
Greg, thank you so much for joining us on the broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.